Well, she's been truly marginalized. And also, much to my disappointment, she's basically adhered to the party line. She's sort of fallen in line here and does what's necessary to placate Trump because she doesn't want to get fired.
Right. Before we go, Professor, the results of that poll, is the war in Ukraine now Trump's or Biden's? Biden, 11%. Trump's, 88%.
But I would ask you this, Judge. Wouldn't you say that the war belongs to both of them?
Yes, it does. I agree with you. The war belongs to both of them. But the president has stopped saying it's not my war and has stopped saying it's Joe Biden's war. And you were right on the mark, in my view, Professor, where you said he's going to have another Afghanistan on his hands. Of course, it was his administration, Mike Pompeo, that negotiated the withdrawal from Afghanistan. It did occur disastrously on Joe Biden's watch. He's going to be confronted with this.
Yeah. Well, in Trump's defense, there's no question that when he walked into the White House, he inherited a series of really difficult foreign policy problems. Ukraine is one. The Gaza genocide is another. The Iran issue is a third. But the fact is, he's done a terrible job of dealing with these three problems. Some of it has to do with the fact that he has surrounded himself with neoconservatives. You ask, have the neoconservatives won? All you have to do is look at the people sitting with him at the table.
I do wonder about his level of comprehension. I mean, the answers to that question, I haven't thought about who ordered the halt. I don't know. You tell me. These are non sequiturs.
Yeah. But just to come at this from a slightly different angle and talk briefly about the tariffs issue. About a month and a half ago, when the whole tariff issue was a hot issue, somebody asked him how he decided when to put tariffs on a particular country or to take them off and what the level of the tariffs would be and so forth and so on. And he said very clearly that I do this by intuition. I don't use pencil and paper. I don't do calculations. I do it by intuition. This is a truly remarkable statement. This is not a man who thinks long and hard about how to deal with problems. It's not a man who consults the best experts on a particular subject and tries to figure out how best to move forward. And as I say, when you're operating in an environment where you have a host of exceedingly difficult problems to try to solve, it's imperative that you do that. But instead, he flies by the seat of his pants. He thinks he's a genius. And the end result is he's just digging deeper and deeper in that hole that he's fallen into.